The largest coal producer in Wyoming declared bankruptcy this week. Companies like Arch Coal and Alpha Natural Resources have done so as well over the past year, but this filing is particularly symbolic of the industry's struggles because of the company's size. Peabody Energy is the largest privately owned coal company in the world. Our Inside Energy reporter Lee Patterson joins me here in the studio. Hi, Lee.
Hi, Bob.
According to S&P Global Market Intelligence, now that Peabody has filed for bankruptcy, more than two-thirds of the coal produced in the Powder River Basin comes from a company that's recently filed for bankruptcy. What happened?
Well, the industry is dealing with several factors all at once. What those factors are depends on who you ask. Wyoming Public Radio reporter Aaron Schrank attended a rally in Gillette recently put on by a coal advocacy group called Friends of Coal. He talked with Chris Land, who owns a company that deals with coal dust cleanup. Land blames Peabody's bankruptcy squarely on the federal government.
I mean, they've got an administration that is totally stacked against them. They've got an EPA, a DEQ. Everybody is against them. They're being attacked on a lot of fronts. It's a no-win battle.
Now, federal environmental regulations absolutely are a factor, but there is much more going on. Maria Altman with St. Louis Public Radio, she sat down with Peabody spokesman Vic Svec and asked him what happened. He said there are basically two things dragging down the price of coal.
The first is the weakness on the economy in China has led to issues with steelmaking, and that has flowed back to metallurgical coal. And we've seen the price of metallurgical coal decline by about 75% in the last 5 years. Within the U.S., that's been met also by the abundance of natural gas, which has depressed the price not only of natural gas, but also of coal.
So coal is facing decreased demand and serious competition from natural gas. And then the companies themselves aren't in great financial shape. Peabody posted a $2 billion loss last year. But the key here is that many coal companies are carrying high debt levels and are having trouble paying off that debt because demand for their product and revenue from it is down. Now, Peabody did try to avoid filing for bankruptcy, in part by selling some of its mines in Colorado and New Mexico, but that deal fell through because the purchasing company just couldn't get the financing together. The result? Svec said that the company just can't sustain that debt-heavy type of balance sheet. So Peabody is essentially using this Chapter 11 filing to get rid of some of that debt.
So what will Peabody's bankruptcy proceeding mean for jobs? I guess the real question is, are there plans for more layoffs?
Well, in his interview with St. Louis Public Radio, Svec said absolutely not, as it relates to this filing, this particular action. But he didn't rule out anything in the future. And remember that just last month, Peabody laid off around 235 workers at its most productive mine, North Antelope Rochelle, in the Powder River Basin. And that represented about 15% of its workforce. In a statement, Peabody said this was a response to the weak coal market. And that market isn't projected to get any stronger in the near term.
So what happens now?
Well, this week, Peabody announced that a bankruptcy court in Missouri approved $800 million of so-called debtor-in-possession financing. That's basically a loan that will allow the business to proceed more or less as usual, you know, paying employees, paying bills, that sort of thing. Beyond that, Peabody is now in the Chapter 11 reorganization process. That's the type of bankruptcy that the company filed for. Alpha Natural Resources and Arch Coal are both going through this process right now. So all of the entities that Peabody owes money to, they sort of all line up, and the bankruptcy court just decides who will get paid back and by how much. And as we've seen with previous coal bankruptcies, companies try to cut costs in a variety of ways. Alpha Natural Resources, for example, has asked the court for permission to cut worker benefits. Arch Coal, since declaring bankruptcy, has laid off workers. So there's a lot of uncertainty as to how it'll all play out.
Inside Energy's Lee Patterson, as always, thank you.
Thank you.